Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now.
This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio, and let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against the backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast,
a motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, if we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our goal is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties. Hey girls, welcome.
Welcome. So we decided to drop in on this lovely Sunday
And give you all a sneak peek into the conversation that we had over on our Patreon account, our monthly check-in episode. The conversation was just so good, and we know that a lot of you all would probably find
great value in listening to it. A lot of value in listening to this episode. So get a little whiff of what we're giving you over there. If you are interested in listening to the conversation further, just click the link in the description. It'll take you on over to Patreon. Sign up to become a soul sister and enjoy the benefits.
All right.
Frame on it, but I've noticed that I'll be feeling, you know how I do. I jump off the deep end.
Yeah, quick. No life vest.
None. I'm like, he's the one I've been praying for. God brought him. He said it. We're moving in the Lord's time.
Yeah.
It turns into something quick. So I just want to, and I guess that's my way of cautioning myself, right? Like, no.
This is the way you're moving different.
This is
the way
I'm moving different.
Than how you've moved in the
past. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, let somebody date you for 6, 7, 8 months. And
because during that time, you can really get a good handle on if this is something that you need to be in before you're really in it.
Before I'm in it. And then it could be like, yo, we dated. It's no love lost, but it ain't working. Without it being like, now we breaking up.
Now it's a breakup.
Yeah, like getting all heavy and serious. Like, nah.
Or feeling like you can't really detach. Because I feel like sometimes that hinders the breakup. It's like, well, we're in a relationship now, and you know, we're
and
doing this,
let,
and we have to work it out.
Instead
we should
of being
work
like,
it
don't, it's
instead
not a fit,
it just
it's not
didn't
a match.
Work.
Let's
yeah.
be done, right. Because people do date for extensive periods of time, and then decide to be exclusive and be in a relationship, and then that turns into something. So, yeah, I'm not trying to get a boyfriend too soon. That's all I'm saying. I'm good with nigga, take me out.
I also know that I don't need a boyfriend until I'm completely processed what the fuck happened.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to go in with no jaded perspective, but I feel like I'm there.
Where?
Get into the full clarity, you know?
Oh, okay. Realize what transpired, what really happened.
What really happened, yeah.
What the fuck going on?
What the fuck went on?
Yeah.
What the fuck happened? But, I was listening to this little sermon. This is biblical based.
biblically based.
Basically talking about like reframing singleness because the dog's walking around, Chloe. because a lot of the times like we look at singleness as like a curse. Like, oh my God, I'm single. I need to fix this. I need to not be single. What do I need to meet someone.
I need to go on dates. I need to be doing something.
Yeah, I need to do something. I need to be entertaining a male, and a male needs to be entertaining me. And basically, what the sermon was saying, this is from Pastor Mike Todd of Transformation Church, if you want to listen to it. It was in the Relationship Goals series.
That was bomb. The Relationship Goals.
Yeah.
I heard this one then.
And then he was basically saying that there's nothing wrong with the season that God has you in.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like that's in general, but rarely ever is that applied to like singleness. Like you're in this season for a reason. And a lot of the times, if this is like in alignment with your faith, a lot of the times your period of singleness is so that you can get closer to God, which I can be completely honest and say that if I'm in a relationship or entertaining somebody, my time be elsewhere.
Yeah.
And I will not be
doing
in a
close
relationship with God. Like because I have so much free time now, I have been getting closer.
Yeah.
And because like I've been in a season where I've been feeling dragged, depleted, depressed, that has pushed me to get closer to God. And I'm like, so maybe that was the point.
Yeah.
Because everything was peachy keen and feeling great and I'm feeling like, you know, I'm not lacking anything and everything I'm getting favor. Then I probably would be like, I'm good, I'm covered.
Yeah, me and
God
good.
There's no need for me to dive deeper because things are working out.
Yeah.
So I was like, so he was like in the sermon that sometimes that's the reason for your season so that you can get closer to God and just take advantage of that because things do happen. Like life does happen and sometimes you might not have that time. You should still be carving it out, but you won't have this same amount of time or the same intention behind it. And so that's why you may be in this season. And I'm like, yeah, maybe that's why I'm in this season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I need to just reframe singleness.
Yeah.
Like it's not a curse.
Yeah.
That's what I need to be comfortable with being by myself.